ever hopped on like a construction elevator, you know, and had that thought like, I hope this thing's safe. Like you're not alone, right? It's kind of a universal worry.
Yeah.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into all that machinery that, well, lifts us higher, literally. And the UK regulations that are keeping those operations safe.
Right.
So buckle up as we explore Olor.
Olor, here we go.
Yeah, it's Olor. So we're talking about the lifting operations and lifting equipment regulations, 1998.
1998.
That's a mouthful, right?
It is, yeah.
Like, what's the need for, like, a whole set of rules just for, you know, lifting stuff?
Well, you've got to think about it this way, right?
Yeah.
It's all about safety. Like, imagine, like, a skyscraper being built.
Okay.
You've got tons of material being hoisted, you know, hundreds of feet in the air, not to mention the workers themselves.
Right.
Olor ensures everything from the cranes to the harnesses are, you know, are up to snuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Minimizing the risks in these high-stakes environments.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Our source material from the HSE website mentions specific rules for lifting people.
Yeah.
Is that just like being, you know, extra cautious, or is there like more to it than that?
It's more than just being extra cautious.
Right.
You know, it's a whole different ball game. Think about the biomechanics involved.
Okay.
When you're lifting like a pallet of bricks, the biggest concern is it not falling.
Right, right.
But with people, you have to factor in things like sudden movements or the potential for injury from restraints, even the psychological impact of being, you know, suspended high above ground.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never even thought about it like that. So it's not just about physics, but about like human factors too.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's fascinating.
That's where the thorough examination part comes in.
Right.
It's not just like, you know, a quick once over.
Yeah.
We're talking detailed inspections of the equipment, checks on its load capacity, even testing the safety features like emergency brakes. These examinations are crucial, and Olor sets the standard for, you know, who's qualified to carry them out.
So it's like having a mechanic for your car, but for, like, you know, industrial strength lifting equipment.
Exactly. And just like you'd want a, you know, a certified mechanic working on your car.
Right.
Olor mandates that these examinations be conducted by, you know, competent persons.
Right.
These are individuals with the knowledge, the training, and the experience, you know, to identify those potential issues before they become, you know, serious hazards.
The HSE overview also mentioned magnetic lifting devices and vacuum lifters.
Okay.
Those don't seem as, like, intuitively risky.
Yeah, I see what you mean. They might not be towering cranes, but the principle, you know, still applies.
Right, right.
A drop steel beam is bad news no matter what's lifting it.
Yeah, for sure.
Olor ensures even these, you know, less obvious lifting mechanisms are subject to the same rigorous safety standards.
It really makes you think about all the things you take for granted, like passenger lifts or escalators. You just assume they're safe.
Exactly. Olor's at work there too.
Right, yeah.
Next time you're riding an escalator, you know, you can be sure it's gone through those rigorous checks and balances thanks to Olor.
That's reassuring, actually.
Yes, it is.
This deep dive has, like, really opened my eyes to the hidden world of lifting operations.
Yeah.
And the crucial role that Olor plays in keeping people safe. It's not just about, you know, big construction projects.
Right.
It's like woven into the fabric of our daily lives.
It is, yeah. And I think that's the key takeaway, you know. Awareness of these regulations really empowers us, whether we're, you know, employees, managers, or just citizens using public transportation.
Yeah.
We can ask questions, we can advocate for safety, and we can make informed decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the next time you see a caution lifting operations in progress sign, you'll know it's more than just a warning.
Mm.
It's a testament to a whole system,
mm-hmm.
you know, designed to keep people safe.
It is.
It really is fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Olor.
Pleasure to be here as always.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Thanks.
All right, everyone. Until next time, stay safe out there.
Stay safe.
Yeah. And be sure to check back for more deep dives.
Absolutely.
All right. See you.
Bye.